Blog Talk Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
I don't know whether to play this one. Or this one. I'm on the fence. Because
hey, there's two different ways you can approach this.
As you know, before we even got on the air, breaking news, blah, 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 whatever, but for the people listening to us, you're here. You're on UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. Big show coming up this Sunday. This Sunday's the big one. Been working extremely hard to make this not just wrestling, but just a show of shows. So, but with me, of course, Lance Bullywood. Between him and I got a lot to talk about. Lance, how are you, my friend?
Still debating whether I want to cry or laugh like a maniac.
that's why I put
those
two.
Going on behind the business. Yeah, like
that's
I said, I can go either way right now. But
yeah,
I try to keep
yes.
my calm and say, hello, Bobby, how you doing?
Just lovely. We're going to be professional. I'm doing just lovely. Let's just continue on. And back with us after a brief hiatus last week, Sonia, Pete's daughter, Ariana Marquez y la derecha sin izquierda. Sonia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just lovely. Well, I don't know if, you know, Manny usually listens to the show. And, okay, as you know, real quick, let me just let Mr. Mexico is going to come on with us about 7:30 or so. He's out in Texas, so we're going to bring him in. That's who Manny used to train with back in the day. I kind of went a different way, and Manny was in there before me, so he trained a lot with him, too. So we're going to bring him on, talk a little bit about old school. Maybe we'll run this question by him. I don't know if he's put together shows and worked hard to make this show, and then all of a sudden somebody – just pulls out or whatever happens, gets hurt at the last minute. So we got him coming up. But the breaking news, man, from what – and I just got this. I don't know what the deal is, what the background. Moisilla is injured. So that's the world championship match. But we'll take it around the horn real quick. You got to figure it in two ways. Okay, if Moisilla is injured and he's not going to be able to wrestle, that opens up a whole new window or door – for some of these other wrestlers, because now what's going to happen, Lance and Sonia, is my phone's going to be ringing off the hook from different, let's say like a Vito Fortelli or Rancho Camacho or whatever. Bro, I'm here, I'm ready, I'll take that shot or whatever. But we'll start with Lance. I mean, what do I do? These guys like AJ and Guerrero Nuclear and Guyem, they've been working steadily trying to get that shot. You know what I mean? But they got other stuff going on. So do we bump one of them up, or do we find somebody else who's been trying to get on the show and say, okay, dude, luck would have it, we're going to go ahead and put you in there. Lance, what do you think?
Without putting myself over, I have been in two wrestling matches in my career. So if needed to, I can always do the job and take on Drew Masters. But in all seriousness, this is a situation where we already have AJ and Venom going for the number one contendership. You know, we can't have them working two matches. That would ruin their chance. They'll cry baby about it. You know how AJ Mana gets the big cry baby. But
yeah,
there's always ways to get around it. Maybe Chaz wants to get a rematch. We can get a rematch clause in with him. Like you said, maybe a newcomer will just show up. And I think that's part of the old school wrestling mentality of you show up whether you're booked or not, because you never know. Maybe someone's going to get an opportunity that they didn't expect.
Yeah, well, you know, Sonya, that's a good job for you. You know, I'll hand it over to her and I'll say, Sonya, you can go ahead and call AJ and you can go ahead and call Venom and Guerrero Nuclear and say, hey, bro, I got the old good news, bad news for you. The good news is there's a title shot. The bad news is you're already booked with Venom or with AJ. So, yeah, so Sonya, give me your thoughts on that.
Ooh, that's a hard one, Matt. I'm like, people are going to be butthurt for sure. But, like, yeah, you can't just stop their match to bump one of them up, because the whole point of them doing that match is to see who's the better contender to get that match.
Yes.
But see, this is... then it's like, yeah, but to bring in somebody new when these guys have been working so hard for us trying to get it, I feel so bad for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But nonetheless, that's going to make who actually is going to win in this situation is the fans and the people who come. Because if, you know, we go ahead and bump somebody up for that title match and it's like, dude, this dude's been waiting for a while. It's on. He's really getting his chance or whatever. And he's going to go full-blown balls out Rambo. Or this person's going to come out of nowhere who's been asking to come on, like a Vito Fratelli or Rancho Camacho or, you know, some sort of maybe like a Red Spider Rudo or a Warhol.
Vito Fratelli was part of the first one, so.
Yes, yes.
So he had his chance. You can go to the back of the line.
Yeah, just
I only said that because you brought up two of my good friends.
I was going to say, that opens it up, you know. So we're going to, you know, Manny and I will meet soon. And then we're already going to meet on Saturday, because here's the deal.
Yeah.
And real quick, for the people listening to us, don't forget, we got Mr. Mexico's going to come in around 7:30 or so. Maybe we'll see what Manny's got going on, if we can get him to maybe come on with us so we can talk a little bit about the old days when Manny was Bull Ramos Jr. and he was just wrestling with the, you know, pair of black Speedos and no knee pads, no shoes, no, just bare feet, you know, and a lot of baby oil. So we'll talk about that when we get him on.
Young
here.
Lion style.
But, yes, but no black boots.
Sorry.
just feet. But so for the people listening to us, don't forget, Step Up. United Wrestling Council presents Step Up this Sunday. It's at the Metroflex Sports Complex in Hawaiian Gardens. The doors open at 2:30. The bell time is 3 p.m. Bunch of matches coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about that and get into it. But, you know, I got to tell you, man, you know, Lance didn't hardly receive as much heat as I did from Manny. But when we were talking about this point, it's really, Lance, because we didn't know what we were really talking about. And then once we had the person on here who's bringing the ponies and stuff like that, we got a bunch of emails and messages, and they're like, hey, you know, well, what about this? And how much is the weight capacity? And just all this stuff. And now I've sold I'm almost at 60 with my tickets now that I've sold, because it's a family thing. And this is where Manny and I go butt heads. He's like, dude, everybody has kids. Everybody's got, you know, family and all that. So we got to make sure we cover all bases or whatever. Dude, I am, as God is my witness, about 60 to 70% of the tickets I sold, people are like, dude, what time are the pony rides? So when we get there, can we do the pony rides before the match? Or are they going to have them at intermission? Dude, these people are definitely, it just adds another element to the big show. So when something like this happens, and we're, you know, it kind of is a good thing, because now people are like, okay, here's another thing that we're adding to the show. You know, we don't know if maybe Venom. Well, you can imagine, Sonya and Lance, let's say we meet and say, well, Venom deserves the shot because he wrestled Richter, blah, 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 whatever. And we put him in. AJ's going to be furious. I was on the first show, and I'm the one who had to team with the old man Fabiano and blah, blah, blah. But then if we give it to AJ, then Venom's going to go, well, wait a minute, dude. I just wrestled Richter at the last show, and you know, and I put him through hell and blah, blah, blah. So we're kind of in a good, bad situation. Yeah, exactly. I mean, but again, like I said, the people who are going to benefit from it are the fans and the people that are coming to check out the show, because it's just, no matter what happens, it's going to be a slamming match. So we're going to keep everybody updated on either on the UWC website or all our social media and stuff like that. So not only that, you have that match that is for the number one contendership, which is Guerrero Nuclear against AJ Mana, and of course the bull rope match. And I can tell you this right now too, Sonya and Lance, if I was to call Kayam, Kayam and say, hey bro, I really appreciate it, I really would like that shot, but I got to ask to kick in Tony Reyes. So I'm going to go ahead and wait, and I'll take, because I got a bull rope match and there's nowhere for him to run, nowhere for him to hide. And the same thing with Tony. Tony's like, this fool is coming into my specialty. He has no idea what I'm going to do to him in this bull rope match because he's tethered to me and he ain't going nowhere. So this is my take on that match. I think it's going to be knockdown, drag out, but I've wrestled Tony Reyes in the cage, and it's like, let's say you're driving a Big Bear and a boulder falls down the hill and you got to move it to try to get your – there's no way. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was wrestling Tony Reyes. You know what I'm saying? So I got to give the edge in this match. Plus, Guyam is very well skilled and been around, done, seen everything, done, heard it all. But in this match, I got to give the edge to Tony. Sonya, what do you think?
Ooh, I got to agree because Guyam, like when he wrestles, like he's doing those flips and stuff, you know, the rope is going to keep him from doing those.
Yeah. But, you know, on the other hand, Lance, I had a death match with Guyam, and he picked me up and he slammed me, which is a feat all in itself because I'm just fat and I'm dead weight. But not only that, but he gave me the swanton from the top, and the way he hit me was so perfect that I seriously thought that like my kidneys busted or whatever and I couldn't move. So you know what I mean? There's that element in it too. So what do you think, Lance?
I think like I said, it's going to be very hard to really pin it on one person because yes, you do have the heavy hitting style of the heavy hitter Tony Reyes. Like you said, you just pull on that rope and Kayam's coming your way. But at the same time, Kayam has so many years in the business. I mean, even if he hasn't been in a bull rope match against Tony before, he's definitely seen predicaments like this, and I'm pretty sure he's studying the tapes, getting references from his pals, and who knows? He's a crafty guy. El Chivo is very mighty, but yeah, it's going to be one that the fans are definitely going to enjoy.
Yeah, he's not here on accident, and this match didn't come about accident.
Wow.
because they've been going at it for a while. So I think this is going to be Kayam. And then this will be Tony. That's kind of the real baby faces or whatever. So, you know, we definitely look forward to that match. But, you know, right before intermission, and I'll bring this to Lance, I went to go help out at a show on Friday for a different promotion or whatever, and Lance was actually refereeing. And I got to tell you, man, that was the first time. Well, I mean, I know who he was, and I've, you know, never really seen him wrestle because apparently having border problems and stuff like that, but he's actually here. And this is another guy that's after Kayam. Rudo Ram and the Unholy are going to wrestle against Work in Progress and Louis Alfaro. Now, first of all, Lance, let's get to Rudo Ram because you actually got to referee that match. But when I was in the office at De La O's, and I was talking to a few people and stuff, and I see Louis Alfaro come in, and he is the second coming of Ringo Ricardo. I mean, can you explain the gear that he had on? At first, I thought it was a salsa dance contest or whatever, but he came in. And for the people listening on UWC Radio, can you kind of describe the Louis Alfaro look?
Of course. So, you know, as silly as it sounds, I respect the man for coming out in his outfit. Most people come up to shows in sweatpants or shorts, you know, and look unprofessional. But this guy, Louis, he looked like he was about to be on the salsa dance floor. He had the suede pants on. He had the nice dress shoes on.
Yeah.
And then the shirt he had was one of those, I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Like a
polyester
knit blend.
Yes, yes. So very original, you know. And I always give respect to people who show up proper because you know me. Whenever I show up somewhere, I'm always wearing a suit or at least something formal, you know. So when this guy went all out, he went all out. And that definitely boosted his charisma. It boosted his feeling about himself. His confidence was rocketing, and that got him to win, you know. At least I like to think that's part of it. You know, you dress like a winner, you walk home with the winner's bag.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, it kind of explained the Rudo Ram. First of all, he teamed with Azrael, which is like one of the most uncommon or whatever word I'm looking for team that I could ever imagine. So talk a little bit about that, because that match was kind of crazy, and it was actually with Gaia. So at the end, I don't know how, I guess Rudo Ram went to give a splash to Gaiam, but he moved out of the way and ended up splashing Azrael. But Gaiam did like a senton, and I could hear Rudo Ram, like every bone in the back straighten out, like when you go to the chiropractor or whatever. So, I mean, this got to be a crazy matchup. But Lance, you know, because you were actually refereeing that match.
Yes, and it was complete chaos, you know, trying to control. This is my first time controlling four men in the ring in a hardcore match or a no-rules match, you know, so I'm trying to get people off of each other. I'm remembering, oh, wait, it's not a normal tag team match. They can go at it. Then I'm over here, and I almost got hit with a chain swinging, you know. Rudo Ram, you know, he's supposed to be my homie, and if there's going to look out for me, he almost ended up whacking me with the chain. I almost wanted to disqualify him, but I couldn't because it was a no-DQ match. But
yeah,
the
like
chaos between
these
guys... Yeah, it was a free-for-all, and I felt like I was one of the participants at moments. I felt like if I wasn't ducking and moving, I was going to get hit, and that's part of the business that I'm picking up. Like I said, my first show as a referee, so it's very different than being ringside as a photographer, as a manager. You know, you really have to be aware and on your toes.
Well, I'm gonna go with Rudo Ram and the Unholy winning by just pure weight, or whatever, if they can... cardio-wise, last, you know, more than 5 minutes, they're going to have the advantage, because it's going to, you know, when you're, like I said, when you're trying to pull a boulder off a highway, you're going to blow up because you put so much effort into it. So I think that's what's going to happen here. But if Louis Alfaro comes out with that outfit on, that's going to throw a whole new wrinkle into the show or whatever. So, you know, you can't count them out. Sonia, what do you think?
I agree. I like the way he dressed, well, when they dress up, especially like I like when they wear the mask and they wear the suit.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
And I'm not too, you know, I've seen Work in Progress once. I think he worked for us at one of the first shows or something like that. But, you know, that's an also, what's the word? What they used to call Triple H? Not the stealth bomber. What did they call him? What he's a Triple H when he was in his prime, Lance, not stealth bomber. What am I looking for? That's a pipe bomber, an air freaker here. But the silent assassin. What they used to call him?
The cerebral assassin. There you
cerebral
go.
Cerebral assassin.
That was way off the mall right there. It hit me in left field.
How I got stealth bomber from cerebral assassin? I don't know, but. That's what I'm talking about, Work in Progress. He seems quiet, but, you know, you never know or whatever. So again, that adds a whole element. Maybe he threw a stealth bomber. Who knows? We'll ask him. But we'll find out for sure what he's got going on. Let me take a quick break. I got to compose myself, man, because I popped myself with that one. But let me take a quick break so I can reset. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the card, and then we'll have Mr. Mexico coming on at about 7:30. Hang on, everybody.
Soundstripe.
And that break took a little bit longer because I pushed the wrong button and everything turned blue. But anyways, for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. I got Sonia Ariana Marquez, y la derecha sin izquierda, over here with me. And, of course, I got Lance with me. And we're talking about the big show coming up. It's going to be United Wrestling Council presents Step Up. It's this Sunday. It's at the Metroflex Sports Complex in Hawaiian Gardens. Doors open at 2:30. Bell time is 3:00. a lot of people asking me, hey, bro, do I need to get there early? I'm like, yeah, bro, get there early. But there's plenty of parking. You know, you can make a whole day. Get there early. You can go do the pony ride. You can hit the taco truck. You can, you know, have your birongas and your snacks and everything ready to go. Because from the opening bell, it's just going to jump off. You know, and I even gave Giovanni, the DJ, a certain list of songs to play at intermission because for some reason the kids go nuts for what's that song, Sonia? Is it called the Cha-Cha Slide or what's it? Is that what it's called? The one that goes, skip to the left, slide to the right.
Isn't
now
that
stop,
like the bunny slide or something? I don't know.
Something like that.
I thought it was a bunny slide or something like that.
Yeah, there's that one and another one, Tootsie Roll. Or whatever. So real quick, but we're going to get back to the car. We're at a house party somewhere. You know Mexicans, they party everywhere. And that song came on, Tootsie Roll, and he goes, cotton candy, sweet as gold. The kids came out of the pool and were out there. and my mother-in-law, and they knew, dude, they knew every word. They're like, the bump, bump, and they're out there. And my mother-in-law looks and she goes, look, not one of them kids knows their multiplications, but they know every word to that song. I couldn't stop.
I blame TikTok.
When I'm writing out the list, I'm like, okay, then we gotta make sure we put this on because them kids are gonna go nuts. But again, and this is where Manny and I, you know, go back and forth. He's like, no, but you know, you don't forget there's family kids. Let's put this on because the kids. And I'm like, you know, there's so much. There's so many. Like pieces to the puzzle, you know, and that's just another one. Hey, make sure we put this song on and the cha-cha slide or whatever it's called. So, you know, I would ask Lance to go out there and show us the Tootsie Roll because unfortunately I've had both hips replaced, so I can't. But unfortunately he's wrestling, so I don't think that's going to be an option. Lance, can you Tootsie Roll for us?
Well, you said it. I'm wrestling, so I'm probably going to be in the main event. I don't want to spoil a knee. I don't want to bust a hip, you know, but
yeah.
I'll show you a YouTube tutorial so we can break it down.
If I do it, well, it'll be at intermission, so it'll be after my match, but I'll be so blown up, I won't even be able to walk over there anyways. But anyways, we'll talk a little bit about the big show that's coming up. Now, in that second match, which is we had them on last week, Sonia, I know you weren't here with us, but, you know, we had Loverboy Leo and Von Richter. Come on, these guys are coming from up north, you know, and Manny has been working steadily to, you know, bring some more options to the show. And he talked to Juicy Fanao and he talked to Jacob Fatu. And they're like, bro, we got these two guys that have been training with us over here and they got game. And I'm like, they got game? Yeah, they got game. And he goes, okay. So Manny says, well, you know what? Let's bring them. Let's put them on the show. Let's see what they got. So, Sonia, I know you weren't here, but Lance, these two guys seem like they're like not only hungry, but like want to come down and show what they can do, right?
Oh yeah, they're definitely, from what I heard last week and the research I've done in between, they've been in scuffles before, and this scuffle is just gonna, one of them's gonna be crying, the other one's gonna be very vindicated in their victory. It seems like they go back and forth, and I'd love to see them here, because as much as you see something on YouTube or on social media, you gotta see it live.
Totally
to experience
different
new talent.
Yeah. Now, did you say one of them's gonna be crying? Because if that, it'll be like this. Okay, see, I got them lined up now. But Sonia, when you have two guys that are, you know, not so much have something to prove, but are like, you know, hey, this is another company, and we want to show what we got. Away. To me, it seems like they're gonna go, you know, extra hard, 100% to show each other. Like, in other words, like. If I go over this, they're going to go like, dude, this guy's awesome. I got to come back and see him again or whatever, right? I'm personally going to go with Loverboy Leo only because when we had him on the show, he was talking a good game. I mean, that guy was like, you know, I'm going to do this, and this guy's got this, but I got this. Sonia, what do you think?
I think that they would, especially from they're not from around here, so they would probably want to show off even more. So
yeah,
people would be like, oh, let's bring him back. But
yeah,
definitely.
As far as the guy talking,
it's probably the other guy's gonna win.
Because you figure if nobody's, you know, not too familiar with you, you know, you're gonna talk that good game and go, hey, bro, because you want them to come and see you. But in Von Richter's defense, Loverboy Leo came on first, so he kind of, you know, he got the ball first or whatever. So Von Richter had to kind of, you know, decipher in between the two and stuff like that. But the bottom line is they're coming and they're going to come want to put on a show, because if you if you're Juicy Finau or Jacob Fatu and you say, hey man, these guys got game, so okay, let's book them. They're gonna want to do well so that when they go back and yeah. Manny talks to Juicy or whatever, they're gonna say, hey man, these dudes put on a show. You know, that he don't want them to go, well, yeah, they were okay, but you know, so again, who's going to benefit from that? The people that are coming to check out the show. I mean, this is why it takes so long to put these shows together and why we have to work so hard and meet and talk and all. It's a big, you know, whole thing. So to me, opening the show, there's a lot of wrestlers, and I know Lance has heard this a million times too. Sonya hasn't heard it because if they dare would say something back in the day, Pete would not only give them a beating and send them on their way, but they'd never be heard from again. But they're like, oh, bro, I can't be a curtain jerker. I can't work the first match. And I never had that problem ever. I'm like, dude, as long as I'm on the show, I could be first, last, middle. I could care less. So when I have somebody like Callie against Legendero, who they've been partners, they've known each other. And the reason I put this match together and the reason I put it in the first slot and talked to Manny and said, look, this is what we want to do. They wrestled each other, for OCCW, and I was at that match, and I'm like, damn, these guys work pretty well against each other because they know each other so well. So there was a lot of high-flying, a lot of really good stuff. Now, we had a photo shoot down at Paul's Photos not too long ago, and Daryl came. I don't know if he just got off of work or whatever, or if he's going for the Meng look, you know, M-E-N-G, the guy from Tonga from back in the day. But you should have seen his hair, Lance. I mean, it looked like a black umbrella coming down the thing. I'm like, dude, who is this? And it was Legendero. I don't know if he had a blowout kit or what was going on, but this newfound hairdo has me concerned because I think he's going off the deep end and he just might give Callie a beat. So I'm gonna go with Daryl Legendero in this match because it seems like he's on a different level. Now, Lance, have you got to see this newfound look that we're talking about?
Yes, I actually saw him at Dreamtime Wrestling a couple of weeks ago, and his attitude, his demeanor has definitely changed. He is not going to make you wait for it. Nowadays, he is coming in full, relentless. I've seen this man hit in the gym, getting his reps in, because a lot of people have been saying, oh, there's a big similarity between Kyle Lee and Legendero, and Daryl don't want to hear that. Daryl wants to prove that he was the Shawn Michaels to the Marty Jannetty, which is Kyle Lee. But that doesn't discredit Kali at all because of his accomplishments. He's got his agility, but Legendero's got that tactical advantage. He's got that hunger. He's got that evil in his eye, to say the least, you know? So I hate picking sides, but I think this new version of Daryl is something to be reckoned with, you know? He's not playing games anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Sonya, I don't know if it's a win reduction type of thing or weight gain thing or whatever, but he looks like a different person. I did over at Metroflex a couple of weeks ago, I did some stuff for On the Mat, and I took all my equipment and I said, hey, if you guys want to come down, you know, I'll put you on. Hey, Legendero was there before I even set up. So this kid's hungry. I saw that hair coming a mile away. So, I mean, I don't know. But don't, you know, you can't count out Callie. A lot of people do. He's like a little Rey Mysterio Jr. He's kind of small, but he's got the moves like Jagger. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I haven't seen Callie work, but I have seen Legendero. And I think, yeah, that he's been getting better and better as he goes by. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do this match.
Callie, hey man, I mean, we love you, bro. We love you. But that even gives, if Callie's listening to this show, you know, if I was him, I'd be like, oh, okay, that motivates me to show you what I could do. So I think he's going to come out like a house of fire after he hears. And then I don't know if he's seen Daryl or whatever, but when he sees that hair, he's going to go like, dude, something ain't right. I gotta up my game or whatever. So he's gonna shift gears, man, and put it into another. Yeah, something's going on. And real quick, let me give a quick public service message because this is very important. Legendero, no spray bottles in the back, man. We don't want all that water. Rickster wet down that whole back area last time spraying water, and you put Rickster away with that hair. So no spray bottles. Just let it hang, bro. Let it hang dry, and we're good to go. All right, I just had to put that out there because we don't want to see all that. So anyways, let's go and take another break. I'm going to give Mr. Mexico the call-in. Tell him if he can get on here. We'll talk some old school wrestling and training and stuff like that. I sent him a message to see if he wants to come in while they're on. But you know, when things like this happen, he's probably already on the phone. You know, the connection, the Samoan connection is with
what?
Manny is ridiculous. So if he
yeah.
if he makes a call, we might have, you know, Drew Masters might be going up against Jacob Fatu or Juicy Finau or somebody. So let's take a break. We'll come right back after this. Hold on, everybody.
Soundstripe.
I know Lance likes that music because he can get down to that bad boy. But real quick, I got to put this in again real quick because once we get Mr. Mexico in here, we're going to keep going. Hang on.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next title. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Lance, I got to tell you, man, I'm watching New Japan right now, and it's Will Ospreay against El Fantasmo. And it is how these guys are able to be able to work with what they do. How do they not have broken limbs or whatever? Because the high flying and stuff that goes on is amazing. I don't know, Lance, if you're watching it right now because you're with us, but I'm in a different room, you know, in the studio / living room, but
yeah.
I'm watching it and it's amazing. But real quick, for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information, because of course we've got the big show coming up. It's this Sunday. It's Step Up. It's going to be at the Metroflex Sports Complex in the city of Hawaiian Gardens. The doors open at 2:30. Bell time is 3 p.m. And we've been talking a lot about the owner and proprietor and the takeover of the United Wrestling Council, Manny Pinson. So when we were talking, he goes, you know, you got to get Mr. Mexico on here because everything has changed so much, you know, the way anything from training and the way some of these guys are handled. So on the line with us right now, Mr. Mexico himself. Mr. Mexico, how are you, my friend?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you're Fabi? What do they call you? What's your name?
Okay. I know you're familiar with Pistol Pete Marquez, okay? And I know you're not too
Pistol
familiar
Pete,
with the show.
Right.
But when,
right.
And this is what we wanted to talk to you about. So I'll take it around the room real quick. I'm Fabi from because when I first started Pizzas, you're going to start out as Dazzling Dan Faviano. That's what he gave me. And it's
Faviano.
The Faviano part, has stuck for years.
Okay.
But then I got Lance with me. Lance has been working with the UWC for a while now. He's been my radio partner for quite some time now. But on over to my left is Sonia Marquez, who is the daughter of Pistol Pete Marquez. So we'll start with her. Sonia, say hi to Mr. Mexico.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? I dearly miss Pete. I dearly miss him. He was a good friend of mine, partner and all that. And I really miss him. I love him. I just worship the idea that I can't believe the idea that he's gone. But like I said, his legacy lives on. Legacy lives on.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I know.
Okay, I'm very happy. First of all, I want to tell you, thank you very much for allowing me to be on your talk radio show, because this is something that has captured the universe like crazy. They want to know where all the wrestling shows are, especially this one coming up at the Hawaiian Gardens. This is where these people are going to be entertained. Come rain, and I'm not making a joke, come rain or shine, this is something fabulous, and I think you guys are doing a great job, an outstanding job, and I just can't wait to visit you sometime. But I'll tell you, Manny Pinzon and all of you have just done the right thing. The one of the superstars of this business is the newest people coming out and bringing the best talent there is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
I know you're not too familiar with the show, but especially Lance, because he hasn't been with us as long as we've been around. But, you know, we go back and forth, you know, so I want to go back a little bit and we talk. That's why Lance is always here and like, I can't believe this went on or whatever.
Right.
But back in the day, we're talking 1994 when I first started.
Uh-huh.
And that was Manny, who I had always wanted to be a wrestler. And Manny's like, dude, you got to come and train with Pete. He said, but be prepared. He said, because, you know, the way the business is right now, he's gonna test you, man. He's going to put it on you. So you got to be prepared. And I'm like, no, I got this, man. I wrestled in high school. You know, I'm good. So when we went to the first day, when we went to Gil's Garage, man, he gave me some hip tosses on that hard ring. You know, my ankle was so sore the next day from him putting me in the holds and all that. And I said, dude, that, you know, this wrestling's no joke. I don't know if I'm going to go back. And I said, no, I have to. This is what I want.
Right.
So when I went back, it was probably about a week after, then Pete said, well, see, now I know you're hungry. Now I know this is what you want. So now we're going to start working. So was it like that back, you know, we're talking 94, 96, you know, was it like that for you guys back then? You know, that's how you would, you know, when you were wrestling and training people?
Exactly. Even when my trainer, which was Natividad Sanchez in Houston, Texas, he had come from Mexico and lived in Houston, and I got to know him and I got to be with him. And this man from the bottom of the up, in other words, you asked a question just before I came on the air, and that is, how does one not break their legs or get their body tough enough and all that? It takes continuous practice and belief. You've got to have the desire to be someone in the ring if you want it. I mean, you know, nowadays you can see the strong style, you can see the old style, new style, Japanese style, whatever. The thing is, if you want to be a wrestler, you have to learn all the degrees of what it is. And you toughen up your body during the thing. And this is great, man. I'm glad you survived this task. And all that. I'm pretty happy.
Real quick, just on the line with us now.
I started back with
Manny himself. Manny, are you there, bro?
Yes, sir, I am.
Ah, perfect. Well, you know, we're talking about you know, training and what I went through, and it was Manny who's the one who told me, dude, you know, after that, he goes, see, that's what he's going to look for. He's going to look to make sure that you really want this or whatever, and we started working after that. But nowadays, it seems like it's more of a business. Like, people are like, oh, I got to open the school, and I got to be careful because I don't want to lose my students because then I'm not going to make any money or whatever. Do you kind of see that nowadays, too, or am I just an old man that don't know any better?
You asking me?
Were you talking to me
I'm talking to Mr. Mixon. I'm talking to our guest.
Okay. So believe me, I think Manny can answer this too, but I want to say that it's not a degree of seeing what you're going to lose. It's a degree of saying you really want this business. Because nobody wants a quitter. Even if you complete, if it's a 6 months course, if it's a year course, 3 years or whatever, you don't want to give it up. Not that we're going to kill you, but we're going to develop you. And you got to believe in that development. Because if you don't, you're going to lose all tactics, all time, and all style. And, you know, it's always good to keep doing it at least a minimum of 2 times a week. But at least 3 times will get you going really good for the first year.
Yeah. And how was Manny as a student back then? Because let me tell you something. It's a good thing that Manny's taken over and you know, he wanted to keep the Pistol Pete legacy going on. Because, you know, I don't want to say I'm soft, but I'll listen to your story over. Manny doesn't play that. If you're not, you know, willing to do business and you don't, you know, or whatever he's going to do, I'm not going to use you, man. This is what we got. We've been doing this a long time. We know what we want. So how was Manny as a student back then?
Well, back then, you know, business was business. You knew you had to pay a price to the instructor, the school, or whatever, and you had to come so many days. Now, when you came to school, you were given a course of knowing what to do to exercise your body on the off days. But on the days, you had to really put out. You have to know how to roll. You have to know how to fall. But Manny, I don't know what was in his heart, but they all start the same. But you can see the progression that happens every practicer is. And
yeah.
You keep a development in your notes or your style or your mind. And you say, this guy, like I said, wants it. And the idea is that Manny would not give up. Manny Pinzon would not give up.
Yeah.
And this man had a rage within himself to complete, to do, to accept what was out there in the ring and the newest or the oldest style or whatever, but he was eating it up. And
uh-huh.
The whole idea was is that he progressed to be a very smooth wrestler. Don't keep an idea on yourself how your progression is.
Uh-huh.
Let your coach do it. And
yeah.
You're going to see what magic starts to happen with your body. What you couldn't do, you will do. What you can't complete, you will complete. And this is very, very exciting. You know, for you, the Mexican luchadores or whatever, you know, they're very inspiring. But like I said, if you don't learn the basics, you're going to get hurt.
Oh.
You're going to get – so we're preventing from you to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we
talked about
mm-hmm.
that too. Manny and I talked a lot about that too. He goes, you know, I need to bring somebody like Mr. Mexico in because people just think
mm-hmm.
that I'm mean and I'm giving him a hard time. He said, but he'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's one that when the wrestlers see Mr. Mexico, they're gonna have that respect and go, well, I know who he is and I know what he's talking about, old school, whatever. We need to come
right.
correct. So. Manny,
right.
I think maybe, I don't know if it's going to be this show or maybe the next one, but we might bring Mr. Mexico down just so these guys can kind of understand what we're talking about. Right, Manny?
Yes, yes. Well, first, Mr. Mexico, I'd like to thank
yes,
you for being on tonight. I really do appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
I know you're a very busy man, and
yes.
to take time from your busy day, I do appreciate it, you know.
Well, thank you, Manny.
I have nothing but respect
that.
for him, Pistol Pete, and Mondo Guerrero. These are the
mm-hmm.
cats that taught me and said, hey, let's get him in the ringer, and if he can't do it, he ain't going to show up. And believe me, they put me
yeah.
through the ringer. I busted my butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
I've hurt, you know. I even hurt
yeah,
my
mm-hmm.
shoulder doing a monkey flip. And Mr. Mexico will
mm-hmm.
sit down right there and relax, and then when you're ready, get back in the ring. Sat down for a little bit, got my breath, and went back in, you know.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
and I had nothing but the best. I had the best trainers, the best teachers, you know. And,
so,
and
if,
you know.
If your trainer can't understand you, Manny, like you did, you know, we have the compassion to understand you're a human being, brother. You are learning the business, brother. You are going to succeed, brother. And this is the only way that many luchadores, luchadoras learn, men and women learn the compassion,
right.
but also the real style that you want to be somebody, we're going to develop you, and you have to listen, and you have to train. And you did a fantastic job. That's why we called you Bull Ramos Jr. We called you that because you were a raging Bull Ramos Jr.
Yeah.
And you did a great job. Great job, brother.
That's why when we were wrestling the Armored Saint at Mayfair High, that's when he goes, hey, it's going to be the Bulldozer. And I go, nah, it's Bull Ramos. Yeah, and the Bulldozer or whatever. So
uh-huh.
well, that's Manny. That's what we're talking about. I mean, it would be nice if we can get him down here. I mean, you know, the show's right around the corner, but maybe the next one, just so he can see, you know, what UWC
right.
has become since you've taken it over, because
right.
I've made this known. Manny and I fight back. I said, dude, you don't need this. And he's like, no, we need this because we need this to be this way. And then the shows have been huge. And some of the wrestlers who have come to work on the show have gone on to better
uh-huh.
things just from that show because they've got so much, like we're putting the spotlight and stuff like that. So
right.
Manny, you think we might be able to make that happen down the line?
Great tactic. What do you think, Manny?
Manny, are you still there?
Yep.
I'm saying we need to bring Mr. Mexico down just so he can see the show and see how it's progressed to what it's come to right now. And I think he would say, yeah, I could tell this is the Pete influence, and I could tell this is the Mr. Mexico influence or whatever. So you think maybe we can make that happen down the line?
Well, yes, I would. I would bring him down. And the thing is that Mr. Mexico, I'd like to make you the commissioner of the United Wrestling Council if you would like to take that job.
Thank you.
The commissioner of our company.
I was going to say, I think he's choked up, man, that you
have. Yeah.
Hard to swallow.
Yeah.
No,
I think that's a great idea.
Like but I tell you, I want you to give me some of yours because we have a toll Texas line, not only in Austin, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, El Paso. I want you to bring them down and give me some guys because there are some wrestlers, men and women, because we would like to take them around the tour of Texas. And we've got some fabulous guys that, like T-Ray Arroyo or Eric, what's his name? He's really a card. Aaron Styles, and I'll tell you what, you'd love him. You'd love this guy, Aaron Price.
Yeah.
And I tell you, we got some real character females. Let me tell you, you know Ricky Starks from AEW?
Yes.
I trained him. I had the honor of training. Let's just say I had the honor of training him. And Erica Rodriguez, you know who she is from the NXT. Yeah, Erica.
Yes.
And Paul London, former Paul London. Barbie Hayden. She was with WOW. And Lainey Luck, Allie Kett, Jordan Grace, Cody Summers, El Rayo, like I said. But, you know, the thing is that Manny Pinzon, promoter, wrestler, whatever, he still has the lack and he's picked up the legacy and he's carrying the ball like across the field to make that touchdown. And
yeah,
he's doing it. So you fans out there, Los Punzones de Lucha, they're excellent with Manny and his style and the whole thing. So you got to go to the Hawaiian Gardens. This is the 16th, right? And this is going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Well, Manny, you know, we got to make that happen, man. Maybe bring some of their guys over here and we can take a few guys over there just so they can see, you know, the influence and the way keeping the UWC and the Pistol Pete legacy going and all that. I think that would be great. So we're running up against the clock. I got to take a quick break. Mr. Mexico, a million thank yous for coming on, man. We definitely look forward
for you
coming out here
and
for us going out there for sure, man, because we got some good talent out here as well. Manny, any last words for Mr. Mexico before we get out of here?
We'll keep in touch, my friend. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you
for everything that you taught me.
My heart is in California.
Mr. Mexico, I mean, Pistol Pete, Mondo Guerrero, I appreciate everything that you gentlemen taught me.
He's as old school as I get, too, for sure, Mondo. Well,
yes.
Mr. Mexico, we're definitely going to be in touch. For sure. Maybe on the next show or whenever we can work something out. Definitely look forward to either you coming out here with some talent or maybe Manny and I heading out there we can check it out. Definitely for sure. You'll see it. You'll see that old school
Thank you very much, Mr. Mexico.
So, all right, Mr. Mexico.
It's going to be my honor.
Yeah, a million thank yous for coming on. We'll be right back after this, everybody. Mr. Mexico, make sure we check it out.
Big
things coming in the future. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Manny, hang on. Hey, Manny, are you still there? I hope you're still there.
Yeah, brother, go ahead.
We got some breaking news that we've been talking about, but I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to get this from Manny. But we're talking about old school, and you say, yeah, you know, Mr. Mexico and Pete and Mondo Guerrero and quien sabe que tanto, but This is okay. This is way back in the day. I had already been you know, branched out to different companies after Pete with Kiss and Charisma and people like that. And we had this big thing coming up, and they offered me this whole show and was going to be TV cameras and stuff like that. So I'm in James Macias' house, and Mondo comes down. Say, what's up, man? He goes, hey, you're Fabiano, right? I said, yeah. He's got this big show coming up and stuff. He said, yeah. He said, well, you look pretty good, man. You got some big arms, but you're fat. He goes, can you go 30 minutes? And I'm like, yeah, man, I go, I'm fat, but I can go 30 minutes. I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to test that out. That was my first interaction with Mondo Guerrero. I'm fat, but I have big arms, but I need to be able to go 30 minutes. But that's the way it was back in the day. And if you can't take that criticism and you go, oh, he told me that I'm never getting, then you're not going to last, dude. I mean, you got to, you know, take the good with the bad. But that was my first interaction with him. So Manny, what about you? Give me, you have any stories like that where Mr. Mexico's like, look, you're good with this, but you got to do this or anything like that?
Well, I mean, when you first start out, they're going to be on you, you know, mm-hmm. and they're going to test you to see, you know, if you're baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was about three or four guys that at the same time we were training and all that. And I was the only one that was left. Everybody bailed out.
Yeah.
You know? And Pete was right there too. Pete, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that and all that. And then, you know, we'll find out who has the heart, you know?
Yeah.
And I was the last one. And then after that, Pete took me under his arm and that was it, man. You know?
Yeah.
I talk about, you know, that I've been, my name was Bull Ramos Jr., but people don't believe that I've been in the business, you know? And
yeah.
Tonight just proved everything, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have a lot of TV time or whatnot, you know? But been around,
yeah,
you know, and I learned a lot, and what I learned from this business and in the entertainment business, it's all the same, you know.
Yeah, and when
but
these guys
as an owner, you gotta keep your foot down, man, and don't take no BS. But the crybabies like you play on the thing there, you know, when you know,
many.
Exactly. That sounds like you sometimes, Bobby. When you and I get into it, you sound just like that, man.
I sound like that, but then after the show's over, I sound like this. but this is
yeah.
This is
that's after getting your diaper stained.
And this is what you know. Out of all you guys, Lance is the one who has to hear it because when we're off the air or whatever, I'm like, dude, it's like taking care of little kids because they want this and I didn't get enough money and I got to get a title shot. And I'm like, dude, and I talked to Sonia not too long ago too. And I go, Sonia, if I ever went up to Pete and said, no, I got to have this and I got to have this type of music, he would get beaten. It just mm-hmm. boggles my mind or whatever. So I'm like, all right. And then now it's like, okay, bro, I'll listen to your story, but you got to go through Manny. And they go, all right, well, let me, okay, I'll get back to you. And then I call Manny 3 days later. Hey, bro, did such and such get? Nope, haven't heard from him. So you know what I mean? It's just they and then they get there. It's kind of like me because I'm like, well, I don't know what Manny's doing. And then after the show, I'm like, yeah, he was right. And it's kind of like that with them. They're like, dude, this was a show. And the video from that show got me this gig and got me this. So, like, dude, let me put this out there. We're not trying to, like, screw with you or whatever. We're working for you. We're trying to get you that big show so where the people see you, they go, damn, dude. And it's the same thing with the sponsors. They come down and check out a show. They're like, dude, this is a hat, and I want to be a part of this. So that's what we talk about all the time and that the people don't get to hear. But real quick, Manny, because we're starting to get towards the end of the show, you know, we talked a little bit about the beginning, you know, breaking news, Moisilla's, you know, hurt. He's not going to be able to make it, but then it's like, it's good that you're here because we're going to pose this question to you. We talked about it in the opening. Okay, you got AJ and you got Venom Guerrero, so they're trying to get that number one contender spot for the title shot. But we can't go. Okay, AJ, you get to go, but no, Venom, you can't go. Well, Venom, yeah, you can go, but AJ, you can't go because they both done shows. They both been working hard to get that spot. You know what I mean? So it only makes sense for them to wrestle each other. Now, if we put somebody else in there, like a Vito Fratelli or a Rancho Camacho or something like that, it's like these guys are going to go, bro, I got to cut the line. I'm going to win this title. And that they're going to go balls out Rambo. So, you know, you have to figure that out. I mean, I'm going to say, well, what about this guy or whatever? But do you kind of sit back and go, well, I got to do this. And maybe if I bring this person or whatever, I mean, but like I was saying before, the fans are going to be the only people who are going to get to benefit from this. Because if you put Venom in there, he's going to want that belt. And AJ is going to be chomping at the bit to get to him. And if you put AJ, it's going to be the same thing. But if somebody cuts the line and you put them against Drew and they win, these guys are going to be so mad. They're going to be wanting to kill this person. So it kind of benefits everyone, because regardless of what happens, it's going to make for two really super hard hitting matches. So I know this is super recent. It just happened or whatever, but what's going through your mind right now with that? We just got to sit down and figure it out.
Basically, that's what we do. Sit down, we talk about it. You know, I don't think there's going to be any cuts. It's just who's been there and working hard, you know, for UWC.
Right.
Give them the opportunity, you
right.
know. I try to be fair. Because
right.
you got a bunch of wrestlers that whine and crying, like you said before, that I want this, I want that, and all that. They haven't proven anything to me, you know. And once again, you know, if any wrestlers that come with UWC, come talk to me, not Fabi, okay?
Right.
And I'll tell them like it is, you know.
Yeah, and don't come to
like
me.
Or Sonya. I don't know who Lance is. You know, I haven't yet seen him. But
I'm in the ether. I'm there.
Okay, whatever. You know, you're getting close to that fence line too. You know, but anyway.
But you know what? You can't blame Lance, because he's been taking a lot of like guff for other, you know, especially with AJ. AJ's been really hard on him or whatever, but Lance keeps coming back. That's why I keep him. You know what I mean? Because regardless of what you say, he's going to keep coming back, and he's always here, and he's always putting in the work. And out of all three of you guys, he's the one who gets it the most. Because, hey, Lance, dude, can you believe it? You know what? I'm tired of these people, and I can't. And so he knows all what's going on, and he knows that they won't call me, that they won't call you, that they're going to call me or whatever. So it's all, you know what I mean? It's all in the mix. But Manny, I think we can all agree, regardless, you know, and it might be cool to just bill it as a mystery opponent, because whoever we get is going to be. And then I was telling him at the beginning too, I go, you know, Manny's been working. People don't see what you do behind the scenes. You know, you've been making connections with the Northern California boys and stuff like that. I go, you know, Drew might end up going against, who knows, maybe a Juicy Fanau or a Jacob Fatu or somebody like that, because he's been really working hard to get some of these guys down here and talent. And we talked about this too, Manny, when the two guys that we got coming down from the north, Loverboy Leo and Von Richter, they're coming down. They're going to put on a show, because they want to make sure when Juicy talks to you and says, hey, man, how was that match? You're going to go, dude, those guys put on the show. We gotta bring them back or whatever, because he doesn't want that call to be like, well, you know, they kind of mailed it in or whatever. He's going to make sure, you know, that those guys come and put on the show. So the whole show turned out to be something that's going to be huge. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Manny?
I do. I mean, every promoter sticks his neck out for a wrestler that he feels that's going to make him shine, you know.
Yeah.
And then when that happens, you know, other promoters, you know, or other wrestlers going to want to wrestle for this company, or wants their workers to go work for them,
right.
You know.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, you know. It's communication and working with each other, you know. And,
right.
And as you always say, we got nothing to worry about, because we're secure with our business and whatnot. But there's
right.
a bunch of guys that are backstabbers too, you know, that we keep an eye on, you know.
which is all part of the business.
Yes, and if they cross me, you know, they're gonna get a whole lot from me, you know, because
yeah.
you know I'm from the old school way, you know, and There's no heard about games, man. You know.
Yeah, it's true. But real quick, for the people listening, good to have Manny on here so you could see what we're talking about, and good to have Mr. Mexico so you could see. He's like, yeah, bro, let's bring some guys down, and it just keeps snowballing into what it is now. So don't forget, it's this Sunday. United Wrestling Council presents Step Up. It's going to be at the Metroflex Sports Complex in Hawaiian Gardens. Doors open at 2:30. We say first match at 3, but we're going to make sure, especially with these pony rides, that everybody gets that in and was able to get to their seat and get some bidongas and some snacks and stuff like that. Get that first match going between 3 and 3:30 just to make sure everybody's there and ready to go. Huge match now. It's going to be a mystery opponent against Drew Masters. Guerrero Nuclear against AJ Mana. Kayam's going to take on Tony Reyes in that bull rope match that we talked about. It's going to be, we even talked about music during the intermission and everything. It's going to be huge. So make sure you're there. Don't forget, if you want to buy tickets online, you can go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com and get all the information there. A million thank yous for coming on, Manny. We're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. All right, my man?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for coming on and working tonight. I do appreciate it. Lance, you all right?
No problem.
And Sonya,
hey, I'm
you
working
right.
my way up, you know.
Hey, gotta pay.
You
gotta pay.
You know, Bobby and I, we talk about you, we argue about you, Lance, but you know, you're all right.
Hey, I'm paying my dues, man. Just give me a little more time. Give me a little more time, and I can show I got a little more left in me. You know what I mean? I'm always adapting and changing.
Going back to
what Mr. Mexico was saying, real quick. You know, like, I'm glad that my trainer is my trainer, because I've seen a lot of trainers in my generation, and they're not so traditional in their way of, you know, raising people up. And I believe the people that raised me up, you know, like, I'm only 5 years in the business, but I'm still here. A lot of people that I came up with 5 years ago, they're not here anymore. So I do really appreciate, I wanted to tell Mr. Mexico that, but we guys are just going off having a good old time, but I know he's listening in. So Mr. Mexico, I love to meet you, and I'd love to see some tips from you. I'd love to grow under your tree. I'd grow under anybody that's willing to give me this time of day. Even Manny, who's, you know, he's on the fence with me, but he knows I got something in me because he hasn't dropped me yet.
Yeah, he's like, you know, Lance is like an avocado. He's been planted, and it's taken him some years to get to grow and ripen, but he's there. So we appreciate it. All right, Manny, we'll see you on Sunday. Everybody, we'll be right back to wrap everything up when we come back. Manny Pinson, everybody, United Wrestling Council. Make sure you check it out this Sunday. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody back here live on UWC Radio, about to wrap it up. Dude, Mr. Mexico coming on, talking about old school, and then the owner and the proprietor of the United Wrestling Council and the carry on our wayward son, Manny Pinson, to keep the legacy going of Pistol Pete Marquez. This is it, bro. This is it. This Sunday, I'm going totally. I think the match that people are going to be like, dude, where did that even come from, is going to be Rudo Ram and Unholy against Work in Progress and Louis Alfaro, the salsa dancer. We'll take it around the horn. Sonya Marquez, what do you think, man? I think, dude, it's going to be tough because Kayam and Tony Reyes, man, they're going to put that bull rope on and put on the show. Who do you think is going to be match of the night?
I don't know. Match of the night is probably going to be that one, Kayam and Tony Reyes. The rope. Like, that one just sounds crazy.
Yeah,
like,
and
I'm
I don't
just
think
excited to see that one. I want to see what Kayam does in that one.
Yeah, and I don't think that they steam cleaned that rope or whatever. I think it's been through the dirt and everything, so who knows what's going to happen in that match.
There's old
Lance,
blood on it.
Yeah, Lance, what do you think?
Well, with the new developments, I don't even know who's going to be in the main event now.
Yeah.
Who's going to go against Drew Masters, you know? I'm still tripping on that. I'm trying to figure out, are we going to have the return of Chaz with his 2.0 rematch that, you know, because we don't do rematch clauses, but that's something interesting.
Right.
Or are we going to have someone completely new, maybe someone from NorCal, like you were saying? So as much as I love this card, it's fully stacked. Like you said, the first match set the pace. And I heard someone say that recently, saying the first match is nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing bad.
No.
It gives you the opportunity to set the mood for the rest of the show. Also, it gives you the chance to watch everybody else, to study the, because you never know who's going to be an opponent next show. So
right.
as much as I love all the matches, all the quality matches, all of them are going to be bangers, but I need to know who's going against Drew Masters. And
yeah.
I don't think Mr. Pinto is going to let me know.
I know Manny well, and I have many dealings. Him and I have sat at the local Grand Coffee House in Long Beach many, it's going on 3 years now that we've been, you know, putting stuff together and trying to, you know, get UWC to the promised land. So he will, you know, he'll pull out the stops, bro. And it's either going to be somebody huge, like a huge name in the business, or somebody you would never respect. I mean, never expect, like a Shamu,
well,
like a Shamu
mean,
Junior,
you don't respect.
Like, you know what I mean? Or a Blood Eagle or a Durango Kid, you know, something like that. That's just, everybody's going to be, oh my goodness, that's a huge step up for Drew Masters or whatever. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be something, you know, to where people are going to, it's just going to blow their mind or whatever. So I have full faith and that's what happened. So we'll keep everybody posted. You know, we'll let them know exactly, you know, what we're working towards. And once it's set in stone, we'll make sure that it happens. So, it just, the buildup has been ridiculous. So it's time to step up or shut up. So we're totally down with that. Yeah. All right, Sonya, anything else for me before we get out of here?
I did have some news.
Go for it.
Oh, what?
Okay,
go.
So obviously everybody's seen about Terry Funk. That one was really sad that
yeah,
he passed away.
Yeah. You got any memories? Have you seen him in person before?
No, not in person, but my dad would talk about him a lot because he said he knew him. And
yes.
like he would talk about him a lot. And then like he talked about how he got the knee surgery, and then after he got the knee surgery, he was like just out there jumping around again and stuff.
Yeah,
he was, like,
yeah.
Just, like,
the epitome.
Like he would be tripping on that.
Probably the epitome of toughness, and
yeah.
I don't think, I mean, there, I don't think there was anybody that was more respected in this business than
yeah.
Terry Funk. My uncle, who wasn't even a big wrestling fan or whatever, when they went out to Albuquerque, I was a teenager. he goes, dude, we went to go see the man, and Terry Funk literally wrapped the rope around it and hung him, threw him over the top rope and hung him. We thought he was going to die. And that
wow.
was, dude, that was late 70s, early 80s that he was telling me about this. So that, and then when I was about 19 years old, I had already been working a full-time job, and I had two friends, Mike Cataline and Cornelius Davis. Never forget it. So we were making good money. We were in the union and stuff like that, working retail. So we went to go see the WWF at the time at the Anaheim Convention Center. And we got the seats right where everybody comes out. And we were having such a good time. And we're like yelling at people, yeah, you suck. And all that. Terry Funk came out, and those dudes were so quiet. You could hear a pin drop because he had that branding iron, and he looked at us and we're yelling, and he looked at us and he had that brand, and we just shut up. But I didn't want to go, that dude will come up here and kill us with that branding iron. That's the first time we saw Terry Funk in person. And when you see him, he's a big dude, man. I you know, as he got older, he didn't seem like it, but he was probably, I would say maybe
yeah.
6'2", 6'3". You know, and he had that poncho on, and that, and we were just quiet like that. Like we wanted to go, yes sir, go and do your business or whatever. Lance, you got any memories from Terry Funk?
No personal memories. I watched his work. I haven't seen him live, so it sucks.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm missing out on this conversation, unfortunately. But
yeah.
I do respect the man and everything he's done, building the hardcore legacy. You know, making it as mainstream and popular as it was today. It's people like him. You
yeah.
know, that
yeah.
went to the extreme back in the day that make people still urge to get that same pop or still get that same reaction as he did. You know, Chainsaw Charlie, one of his characters, you know, was one of the most famous ones I remember back in the day. He was running around like a madman with Mick Foley going back and forth. So, yeah,
you know,
I think he really did a big job in changing the game and with innovation.
I'm going to give you guys some homework. He did a movie with Sylvester Stallone. It was called Something Alley. I can't remember, Something Alley, and he played a wrestler, and then Stallone had a big brother that was big old dude, but he was kind of slow. You know, you don't want to say retarded because that's horrible, but he was like slow. And they ended up Terry Funk, I think his character was called Frankie the Thumper in that movie. If you get a chance, check out that movie, because that's when Terry Funk was young, he was in his prime, he was huge. Or whatever, and they end up going at it at the last show or whatever. And it was, I think that movie was so underrated. It's something Ali and Terry Funk played Frankie the Thumper, and Sylvester Stallone's brother, your big brother, was the one that they like. He didn't, the other brother didn't want him to fight anymore because he was getting beat up, but they wanted him to go against Frankie the Thumper because that was the big money.
Paradise
or
Alley.
Whatever. Paradise Alley. That's it. Watch that movie. It was amazing. Just the wrestling scenes and the fight scenes and stuff. I mean, the story was kind of silly, but check that out. If that movie, that was Terry Funk personified. Roadhouse, Ani Madre Way, he was already, what are you calling it? But you got to check that movie out. It was awesome. But anything else, Sonia? Sorry about that.
Yeah, and then also what's his name? Rotund, the Wyndham Rotund.
Don't do it.
Bray Wyatt.
Breaking Heart Again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just saw that. I was at work today, and it sucked, by the way. I'll send you a picture, man. You know, she sends me this thing, and I'm like, you know, I don't know why people do that on the internet, man. You shouldn't do that. That's not right. And then I found out that it's true. And I'm like, that's, you know, we talk a lot about who would you pay money to see. And there was a house show we should say that it went at the Honda Center. And Nicolette said, hey, you know, I would really like to check out this house show or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, I got to work. And she said, well, Bray Wyatt is wrestling your favorite. The Anahuasi guy that has the belt, Roman Reigns, and I said, and Finn Balor was just coming up, so I said, okay, let's go check it out. And they put a lot, and nothing for nothing, because it's a house show, so there's no TV cameras or whatever. A few of them mailed in. I remember Dolph Ziggler wrestled, what's his name, the guy that died not too long ago from AEW that had the TNT belt. What's his name? Luke Harper, they wrestled, and they put on a match, buddy, let me tell you. And the other guys were kind of, you know, whatever, kind of mailed it in. But Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns put on a show. I mean, they went all over the place. And just to see Bray Wyatt come out and the lights go down, you know, and everybody, not my phone, because, you know, I have a family plan, and I'm not going to put my light on for anybody. But anyways, and wear down my battery. But anyways, so he came down, and it's just, it was a whole thing. And I've been in the business first, and I'm like, dude, I'm looking around going, this is amazing. You know, how he just, and it was different. You know what I mean? He came out to some slow music, you know, and he's got the lamp and all that. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I thought, why are they wasting, you know, doing all this other crap with The Fiend and all that stuff or whatever? You leave Bray Wyatt, bring his brother, Bo Dallas, which is real family, and keep that whole Wyatt family thing going, which they didn't. So, you know, it sucks because we don't even get a chance to see that anymore. You know, I thought he was seriously, man. And I even told him, it was funny because he was selling on the way out. We had seats right by the rail, and he's selling his ass off. And I looked at him and go, dude, you are awesome, bro, or whatever. And he just kind of looked like that and then went back to selling. But I mean, I just thought he was amazing. Lance, what do you think about Bray Wyatt?
I actually did get to see him live, and I did pull out my phone, and I did participate. I was one of the Fireflies, and that's one of my fondest memories I have of the man. You know, and I don't know if you guys know this, but at WWE Shop, they just announced that all the net proceeds from any of his merchandise is going to go straight to his wife, JoJo Offerman. So it sucks because there's some merch that I wanted to get. Obviously, it's not here anymore. Back when he was The Fiend, I appreciated The Fiend, unlike most people. I like the whole Firehouse Funfly gimmick, you know, like, he was a character that won't be forgotten, man, and it just stinks because he had so much potential for more. He already influenced and changed the game so hard with his double personality, with the whole gimmick, man. It was over, like, over. It saddens me that we'll never get to see what his full vision was.
I agree. I thought it was awesome. I think that whole gimmick and everything is just because, and people are even starting to feed off of it. Like Vincent from Ring of Honor, you know, he's got that same type of family thing going or whatever. So it just keeps going, right, Sonia? I mean, I think it's a shame. I think that was awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Come on.
Well, it sucks, man. Hey, well, to the whole family or whatever, man. And I know he just. you got some two young kids or whatever, and it's a shame that they're never ever going to get to see how awesome, you know, he truly was. So, hey, man, rest in peace, buddy. We hardly knew you, but all right. Sonia and Lance, I appreciate you guys coming on. Dude, I'm always like, I always put the show for 90 minutes because I, and Manny says that's because you talk too much. And my wife too, she'll come in here at about 8:10 and start waving her fist like, wrap it up, you know. So like, hey, we're talking here. So for the people listeners, we look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday. Lance will be there. Lance will be the referee. He's going to be calling it right down the middle. What's going to happen when AJ and Venom are wrestling, I don't know, but hey, man, the guys, you know, Lance, I got your back, bro. I got your back. So we definitely look forward to seeing
this. I'm still young. I'm still learning. I can make mistakes. It's okay.
Sonia, I got PG Jello working with the faces. She's going to be making sure that they hit their marks and get their buns out there on time. And I'm going to have Pete Jr. working with the Rudos to make sure they get their buns out there and get everything together. It's huge. I'm telling you, for the people listening to us, we have been making a concerted effort to get this show to where we want it to, and it is going to be huge. And to me, the mystery opponent is just going to add another element because we will surprise you, and you're going to go, dang, that is a matchup that I got to go see. So with that being said, Lance – Bully Zone Lance, appreciate you, my brother. And, of course, Sonia, we'll see everybody here next Thursday so we can talk about the wrap-up show, and we'll go from there. How about that?
Yeah. Yep.
That's perfect. All right, everybody. We'll see everybody next Thursday. I sound like Mr. Mexico. I'm running out of juice. All right. All right. We'll see. I'll see you guys on Sunday, and I'll see everybody here next Thursday. All right, everybody. Peace.